You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, get the most trusted Browns news straight to the team, to your phone, including insider videos, poster photos, player news, including the Browns 2015 rookie class and offseason team workouts. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now and stay up to date on your team. As we mentioned before the break, we're going to hear now from brand new free agent acquisition wide receiver Dwayne Bowe.
That's why everyone has this stuff.
How strange is it to be in a different city, different training camp after so many years?
Pretty strange, but it's a good strange. You know, the energy's good, the fan base is good, and the environment is great. So I wouldn't say it's a bad change. You know, changes for the good sometimes. I think this one is for the good.
When you look at what worked in Kansas City and what didn't last year, and the receivers not scoring touchdowns, everyone focuses on that number. I mean, what was happening and how misleading do you think that is in terms of your ability?
It was very misleading. Our offense was based on, you know, getting the running back and the tight end the ball when they get in the red zone. And a lot of people didn't understand or realize that. But that was a big part of us getting down to the red zone. And when we got down there, you know, it was up to the head coach and OC to put points on the board. And, you know, this didn't fall in my category, but you know, we won a lot of games and I was very productive, and that's what you can ask for from a player.
Can you it's always good to ask a receiver how the quarterbacks are throwing. Can you tell us how McCowan and how this quarterback group is looking so far?
I think their level and confidence has definitely boosted since yesterday. Today they was out here throwing in some tight spots, all the receivers making plays. It's starting to click faster, and I think it's the first time in my 9 years the second day of camp has been fluent and more people are making plays more than the first day, so that's a plus.
How do you explain that, an improvement in just one day?
I can't, man. It's just by watching it, it looks unbelievable. And I guess after we break down film and see, you know, the positive it was making, we just got to stay on track to keep climbing and not going up and down. I think once we get that formula, we'll be pretty good, stable.
So you're saying this is one of the best days of camp you've seen from quarterbacks?
For the second day, yes, since I've been in the NFL. It's only going to get better. You know, the time is going to get better. We're going to work more and more and more, getting the book more and more. For a second day, I would give it an A-.
Do you view yourself as the number one receiver on this team?
Of course. You got three number one receivers. You know, you got me, Hawk, and you got Taylor Gabriel, and you got Brian Hartline. So these guys can step up in that spot and produce. It's just whenever your number is called, it's time to make the play.
How about this Taylor Gabriel guy? I'm sure you probably hadn't heard of him before you got here.
Never did, but once I got here, that was the first receiver that actually clicked with me. And to see somebody that young, that talented, and he really don't know how good he is until you get with a veteran guy that's going to show you the ropes and show you how to practice, show you how to study, show you how to eat, show you how to work. And I think once he develops all that, he's going to be a top receiver in the NFL.
Really?
Yes.
What do you think he has to do this season on the field?
Stay healthy. Just work on the little things. You know, coming down flat, quarterback-friendly routes. But he's got all the attributes. He's fast, he's quick, got good hands. He just needs a little fine-tuning, and that's when you bring old vet in like me to help a young guy out.
How do you go about getting on the same page as McCown, and how well do you think you know him after a few months?
It starts off in the playbook, studying together and coming out on the field before practice, working on some things that you didn't get from the other day. And, you know, me and him are pretty much clicking right now, so it's not that much we need to work on. Besides, you know, what we're doing that day. And I think, you know, as the days progress, we have more bigger plays and things like that.
Speaking of the playbook, I mean, it seems as though the description of the offense is that there'll be a heavy dose of run here.
60-40.
You think 60-40?
I think 60-40. And I think if you go 60-40, you'll have any defense off balance. And you got a big guy like me who can make plays in the red zone. You got Taylor Gabriel who can be in the slot and make some things happen. Our tight ends are extremely well blocking the ball and catching. And our running backs, man, you got Duke, you got Crow, those guys are shifty, can take hits, can, you know, get 3 yards if you need it. And that's all you can ask for right now, secondary camp.
You like Flip's offense all right? And what characteristics hit you distinguish
it? He's putting everybody in position to make plays. He's finding out guys' weaknesses, guys' strength, and he's gonna build an offense around that instead of just being stern on calling plays. And not only if it worked for that guy, he's putting everybody in a position to make plays, and that's all he can ask for.
You got a new boss too. What are your impressions of Pitt?
Pitt, real quiet, down to earth, about his business, want to win. And, you know, he's a defensive side, so we can't.
Yes, I thought he was coming over your guys' way three times a day now.
He is, but deep down, he's a defensive guy. So we don't want to, you know, do him too bad over there in offense. But the defense is looking good. They're pretty sound. And I think this year we really have a chance.
This the secondary, well, Joe just said outside yesterday that he believes they're the best secondary in the league. I mean, what could you run through your impressions of that secondary?
I can say, this being my ninth year, it's definitely the best defense I've played against. And that's not just because I'm on the team. You have three or four Pro Bowls on that side that's fast and flying around. And Joe Hayden, man, I haven't went against a corner like that since Champ Bailey, you know.
Well, Dwayne, would you mind, some of us were over listening to Ray Allen, would you mind talking about a few things that you may have already gone through, your big play today, from...
You call that a big play?
From Jack.
It was just it was a special play. Let me let out the juice. It was a special play, and, you know, my job was to fake out the DB, act like I was blocking, and Gabe was faking the screen, and I just made a pretty throw, so I had to, you know, bring out my rookie year film and go make that play. But I think overall, man, this team is starting to play together, starting to build a little confidence. I think day by day we're going to get better and better and climb and climb, and really can expect, you know, good things out of this group.
Hey, Dwayne, could you just comment on Eric Berry being cleared to the former team? You got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, God is good, man. That guy, even when he was going through his treatment, he still was training. A lot of people don't know that. You know, his heart, man, his will, his tenacity, he wanted to be the best. And to see a guy go through something like that and still want to play this game, no matter if it costs him his life, he's really laid on the line because he's doing it for so many other reasons. And everybody loves him. He's a great guy. I wish him the best. And good luck to him.
What does Josh McCown show for you so far?
Oh, my God. 13-year veteran. He's showing all the potential being, you know, top five quarterback in the NFL. And the last time he started, I mean, he had great numbers in Tampa. A lot of people don't really know. But he said he'd never been around a team that clicked this fast and that's this good. So, you know, only time will tell during the season, you know, how we're really going to look. Because out here, we're going to do good, we're going to do great. But in the season, we're going to do even better.
So a lot of people looked at his record last year was 1-10. He's 17-32 in his career. So do you think... I mean, it's just going to surprise a lot of people what he can do.
We're going to be the sleeper. Look at my numbers, man. Look at my numbers 4 years prior to that, led the league. So it's not about, you know, what you did that last year. It's about what you're doing now. And when he's performing out here, it's unbelievable. Making tight throws, trusting his receivers. I mean, that's all you can ask for a receiver, for a quarterback to trust you and lay it on the line. That's what you're doing.
Is his accuracy and athleticism better than you thought even coming in?
Oh, definitely. You know, you see somebody in there over 10 years, they say they don't got it anymore. That's the knock. I see him as, like, one of the best I have. And he's making great throws, smart throws, and he's mobile in the pocket more than what you think. And I think he'll surprise a lot of people.
He seems you like talk he's more about the team chemistry you were talking about. We kind of said that the team clicking, and last year was a big pickup with Whitner and Dansby. Do you feel like you can be like that with the offense, more offensive leadership?
Definitely, definitely. That's why they brought me in. You know, I'm a leader, role model. I'm going to get the guys to play as one. And
how do you do that?
You just make plays. And they tell them it's easy. You know, you can do the same thing. Just watch me and you lead by example. And once one person makes plays, it's a trigger-down effect. To the wide receivers, to the running backs, to the O-line, to the quarterback, and then you have that trickle effect of the whole offense, and that's when you become dangerous.
As far as Josh McCown is concerned, it seems like he's almost really rejuvenated. He's running around like a kid out there. You've never
seen
him? Yeah.
Oh my God.
He doesn't seem 36.
He doesn't. I think he's excited, man. He knows, you know, what this team has to offer. He's very, very, very humble. He just wants everybody to play on the same court. If he finishes like that, he want the receivers to finish like that. And like I said, once you make that contagious, everybody finishing, it's going to be a hard team to beat.
The guys they brought in this past year, you and Tremont and Randy, all 30-something guys, see a theme here for the organization that they feel that, you know, yeah, you can get all these young guys, but we need some guys that know the game?
I guess that's what they were thinking, but I think... if you have majority young guys on your team, you have that's a lot of positive energy. Then you get some older guys, they're going to bring the humbleness, the time to study, the time to put in, to show the younger guys at an early level. If you can get this trait, you would be as good as us. And I think they have a good philosophy in picking up people and putting guys in roles to make the team better.
What do you think of the Terrell Pryor experiment so far? What have you seen in Terrell, and maybe what is your involvement in helping him actually pull this off?
I've never seen a quarterback transition from quarterback to receiver to practice and did as good as he did ever. And I was telling him that in meetings today, I was just like, just stick with me, be patient. It's going to be hard at first, but he's making it look so easy that he's starting to scare me. He's going to be really, really good, more than what people think he's just going to come in and be a body, but he's actually going to play here and make plays for this team.
Have you ever seen anybody else try to make the transition from quarterback to
I have, but they haven't been that big. He's a big guy, physical. You know how to use hands just as a wide out there. So I'm waiting to see it in the game what he can do. I know out here he's going to be a monster.
How much is he picking your brain?
I'm actually picking his brain because really? he's a quarterback in the receiving room. So he's going over the checks and things like that, and we all looking like, man, you're receiving that. You ain't got to go over the protections. I don't need to know that. But he's covering all grounds in the playbook and on the field, so he's definitely helping us out.
Who else do you know that did that before, that tried to make that switch?
It was a guy who played for us. His name was... It's irrelevant.
Okay.
I can't remember his name, but he didn't... It wasn't that fluent.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to come from... Because quarterbacks are not physical, you know, mainly... He's big, physical, and fast, so, you know, that's a plus.
So you said he's going to make plays for you, so there's no doubt in your mind he's going to make the team?
No doubt. He's extremely talented. He has to work there. He's a team player.
Okay. Drew, when you see Josh make some of the throws like he did today on those deep outs and drop it right in the bucket, you say, you know, we can win games with this guy as our quarterback?
Definitely. If a guy can take that chance and make those throws, he's confident. And once you get a receiver to make those plays for you all the way down the field, it builds confidence, chemistry with the whole offense. And we go back in there and we talk about it like, man, Josh, you do that tomorrow, man, it's going to be a good day. And then just start picking it up and everybody start flowing as one. And that's when we get that continuity that we're going to be something big.
That was Browns wide receiver Dwayne Bowe talking about giving the praises to all his quarterback, his other mates, and the challenges that playing against a great defensive backfield give them each and every day they're out there on the practice field. We're going to take a timeout now. When we come back from break, we're going to throw to General Manager Ray Farmer of the Cleveland Browns speaking at the podium with the press today. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura with you here on ESPN 850 WKNR.